the devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. 'Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we a dog fight, no child, no."
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the time being, the arrest, detention, and deportation of migrants in the country illegally is still the federal government's job, not the state of Texas's job. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court refused to step in on SB4, that issue. But overnight, an appeals court did put the law back on hold. Here's ABC's Perry Russell.
Today, the appeals court will consider a more permanent stay of the law until it hears arguments next month on whether SB4 is constitutional. Whoever loses that case will likely appeal back to the Supreme Court, so this issue is a long way from being settled.
The Fed wraps up its two-day meeting today, expected to keep interest rates steady for now. No increase, but no decrease either. Aid groups reiterating that famine is imminent in Gaza. The UN also saying that nearly 1.5 million people in Haiti are facing catastrophic levels of hunger because of gang violence across that country. Primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio moving Joe Biden and Donald Trump closer to their November rematch. This is ABC News. Three very young would-be bank robbers now facing charges in Texas, and police say they tried to rob a Wells Fargo branch in Houston as well.
The FBI dubbing the 11, 12, and 16-year-old suspects the Little Rascals. Investigators say the boys, believed to be armed at the time, passed a threatening note to a teller. Two of their parents turned them in after seeing their pictures in the media. The third suspect was tracked down by police. Experts say older criminals are convincing kids to help them commit crimes, expecting the juvenile charges won't be as severe.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. America, just not smiling as much as we used to.
We're not miserable, but we're not the happiest. The World Happiness Report's annual rankings saw the U.S. drop from 15th to 23rd, just between the United Arab Emirates and Germany. This is the first time in the poll's 12 years the U.S. is out of the top 20.
That's ABC's Brian Clark. Finland tops the list of happiest countries for the seventh year in a row. Afghanistan comes in last. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. During a Tuesday WISP Politics luncheon in Madison, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wasn't holding back in his remarks about organizers of a recall effort against him. Voss called them morons and stupid. The Racine County DA's office is investigating complaints that signatures were forged on recall documents. Franklin businessman Scott Mayer says he won't enter the Republican race for U.S. Senate from Wisconsin. Mayer told WISP Politics he decided against running against businessman Eric Hovde to avoid a Republican primary that would damage their chances of beating Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. And a new leader for the Catholic Diocese of La Crosse, Detroit Auxiliary Bishop Gerard Battersby will succeed Bishop William Callahan to become the 11th bishop of the diocese. Pope Francis announced Tuesday the retirement of the 73-year-old Callahan, who's stepping down reportedly for health reasons.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, 33 today. We'll drop down to 20 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow developing in the afternoon. 37 are high. Snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. Could be around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down early Friday morning. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run down one room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down, said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? Brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a
jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swangles? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single fern. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour we're through. Well, honey, you and God in the heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour we're through. What I do for a living, I do. All but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah. That's right. We talk about
about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, and I want to talk about me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. We have temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, be talking with Brian Foraker with Washington State University about dairy on beef. Dairy farmers, some tips that you need to know about if you are looking at exploring that possibility. Again, we'll have that interview here coming up this hour. Well, of course, with our warm weather, the migratory birds have been showing up in mass, including the robins. And the tradition always is, at least what I've always heard, is before we can really have official spring, it has to snow on the robins three times. Well, it looks like we're going to see number one here coming up on Thursday night, and we could see number two on Sunday, Monday. And number two could be a lot of snow, but we'll have more details here with our ag weather forecast. But yeah, even though it's spring, well, winter's like, oh, time for me to show up, right? But we do need the moisture. And again, we'll have details on that ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA, and we have to come out to Wisconsin to see each other. Audrey Donahoe.
Yes, like you said, I'm a dairy farmer from New York. I also serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast, and beyond that, I serve on the board of directors nationally for Dairy Management Incorporated, both positions representing the dairy farmers.
So that really sounds like a time commitment on your part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I never have a problem with the family covering for me at home. They know I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about promotion. So, yes, I rather enjoy being a leader in this industry, representing the checkoff money that all farmers pay into. But, you know, the better part of that is, John, not only is it farmer-funded, it's farmer-directed. So these board of directors are all farmers overseeing this money that is being spent on their behalf.
So give us a couple of good examples of the money being spent and returns for that money.
I'll go to my favorite area, children and their health and their wellness and, you know, making sure they're active and having that really great, well-balanced diet. You know, at home, I'm producing a wholesome, healthy, nutritious product. We want to make sure that that's in all of our children's lives out there. Not only does it help them to grow strong, it helps their cognitive skills and strong bones. I mean, think about it. What a nutritionally filled product I produce. But yet I also have the ability to be a part of a promotion that makes sure that all children are consuming dairy and dairy products.
Audrey, when I hear you say that, you've got some really strong claims there that I'm suspecting that you have really good research that's done, and that research costs money to get that.
You know, that's an awesome point, John. So National Dairy Council, it's been around for over 100 years. We have the science, we have the research to back up all of the value of what milk and dairy products have and how important it is not only in children's health, but also in adults and elderly people. Like, there's so many health benefits you can get out of a glass of milk.
You know dairy farmers out there. They're hardworking, honest people who want to produce a product, and yet some of them throw up their hands and say, you know, this, I just can't do it all. What do you say to that dairy farmer who really should be a little bit more involved in what you're doing, a little bit more informed in what you're doing?
When I get a farmer like that that really questions, where is my money going? What's it doing? You know, my first response to them, I've been on this board for 22 years. I've been involved for a very, very long time. Where would we be without checkoff? What would we be doing? Who would be doing this work for us if we weren't all contributing and being fairly represented across the United States?
I presume that you've met some really interesting people and traveled some interesting places in this position to give you that knowledge and help strengthen the position and do your job.
Oh, absolutely. Just about a month ago, I was at for National Dairy Council, a health and wellness council that we have established, and we've partnered the president of the American Pediatrics Association, the president and CEO of School Nutrition Association, the Athletics Association, all of these people at that national level, highly respected, highly intelligent people that are very, very in favor of dairy and understand the importance of it. And they're out there advocating for us how important dairy is for everybody. So yes, I've met interesting people, but I've also met other people with the same passion that I have and the understanding of exactly how important it is to have dairy and dairy products in your diet.
Audrey Donahoe, first and foremost, a dairy producer from Herkimer County, New York.
I proudly serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast. We cover six states in the Northeast, about 3,500 dairy farmers. I also serve on the Dairy Management Incorporated Board of Directors, which are farmers from all over the United States. And then we were just talking about National Dairy Council, my favorite. I currently serve as chairwoman of National Dairy Council.
Audrey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you, John. I appreciate the time.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
USDA's first forecast for farm income this year projects about a 24% decline in net cash farm income this year. However,
I still believe we will see a better income than what is projected.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told a Monday session of AgriPulse's Food Policy Summit,
projection is oftentimes quite pessimistic, and I'm hopeful that we'll see an uptick in income over the course of the year.
Vilsack said even if that does not happen, farmers are in better shape to handle a cut in income because
3 years of historic growth in farm income, which has created strong liquidity in farm country, both in the ability to both meet short-term and long-term responsibilities and financial requirements.
Most analysts don't expect a surge of bankruptcies or foreclosures. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I think about you, saying drink this beer and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. Say it's never gonna change, I think about you. Like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you. When I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old,
once more. God's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Singing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bees a-humming, and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Buck Owens and Love's Gonna Live Here. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 21 in downtown Duran. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're mixed. April up 9 at 16.38, May up 5 to 16.75, June down 4 to 17.42, July up 6 at 18.24. Cheese markets were steady yesterday. Barrels at 150, 40-pound blocks at 145. No trades on the day. Cash butter steady at 282, 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 112.5, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 43 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they could open mixed once again today. Yesterday was a lackluster day throughout the livestock complex as traders really paid the market little attention. No cash cattle trade had developed. The trade will likely be delayed until at least Thursday. Now, some of these winter storms could also provide some support to the markets. Now, hog markets, meanwhile, they could be a bit higher this morning on some profit taking and still some strength in the cash markets. April live cattle opens the day at 188.05. June 185, August 184.02, March feeder cattle open at 250.67, April 255.07, May at 258.92, April hogs open at 85.82, May 91.95, June 101.25. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and wheat are moving mostly lower this morning. Some of this is profit-taking after the gains from yesterday as the trade was still watching the recent attacks in Ukraine, and that really influenced the second day of buying yesterday, but we do have a little bit of profit-taking in the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans, they're moving mostly higher this morning. Yesterday, they were lower due to the Brazilian harvest, as that's continuing to move right along. This morning, moving a little bit higher due to strength in some of the soybean meal and soybean oil markets. That's helping to support prices along with a combination of some short covering as well. May corn down 1¾ to 437¾. July down 1¼ to 451. September down 1 to 460. December down 3/4 to 472.5. May beans up 6¾ this morning to 1192¼. July up 6 to 1206¼. August up 6¾ to 1204¾. New crop up 6¾ to 1188. May soybean meal up $2 this morning to $335.90. May soybean oil up 31 cents to $48.45. Chicago wheat, May down 5½ to 547. July down 5¾ to 561.5. Minneapolis wheat, May down 4¾ to 651. July down 4½ to 658. Energy markets are lower this morning. April crude oil down 97 cents to 82. $22.50. May down 98 cents to $81.75. April and May gas both down 4 cents this morning. April at $2.72. May at $2.71. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.85, April $3.88, May $3.91, new crop $4.18. Cash beans $11.01, April $11.06, May $11.11, new crop $10.96. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and April corn $4.01.5, May $4.01.5, new crop $4.18.25. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn $3.89, April and May $4.03, new crop $4.23. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.79, April $3.82, new crop $4.18. Cash beans $11.05, April $11.08, new crop $11.06. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.89, new crop $4.18. Cash beans $11.00, new crop $10.96. At Red Wing Grains, cash and April corn $4.16, May $4.19, new crop $4.23. Cash and April beans $11.61, May $11.65, new crop $11.26. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.78, new crop $4.18. Cash beans $11.06, new crop $11.06. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 165 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 139 to 170, market cows 92 to 130, bulls 116 to 163, calves 400 to 990, beef steers 227 to 390, Holstein steers 150 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 235 and down, bucks 270. And down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 190.50, finished beef heifers 177 to 192.50, finished dairy steers 161 to 168.50, market cows 115 to 120, market bulls 120 to 154. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
ZipRecruiter's smart technology can quickly scan thousands of resumes, helping you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/40. Spring forward with a new hiring partner, ZipRecruiter, and find top talent sooner. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's 40. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world.
I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Things I'd never seen back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis Sweet shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Just like that old man river, she keeps rolling through my mind. And you know I won't forget her, 'cause she was one of kind.
And got real tight. We was playing with all our friends. Felt so good we had to play it again. Hey bartender, hey man, look at here. Hey bartender, draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. She was sitting down on the end. I said, baby, can we be friends? You look as sweet as can be. Come on down and drink with me. Hey bartender, hey bartender, hey man, hey bartender, hey bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. It was half past four. Hey, bartender. Hey, hey man. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. Well, the jukebox played everything. Everybody was beginning to sing. That's when I heard somebody call. Last call for alcohol. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, look at him.
a beer.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's annual business conference. And joining us this morning is Blake Foraker. He is with the Washington State University. He's an assistant professor of meat science. Beef on dairy, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. That's something dairy farmers that could prove very profitable for you. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osseo Plastics, Compere Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And Blake, thanks for joining us this morning. I've been hearing about this beef on dairy and how this is something that dairy farmers are really starting to look into. And it could be something that could be very profitable if they do it the right way, correct?
That's exactly right. And so we're going to talk today in my presentation about some of the variance in the population and how, in essence, if you're not selecting in this terminal crossbreeding system for the right kinds of traits that can optimize value in the beef supply chain, essentially what we've done is created just a black-hided Holstein that's really not any more profitable than its counterpart that we were producing 10 years ago when beef on dairy wasn't occurring on such a wide-scale basis. And so there's lots of traits that are important here, and those specifically would pertain to carcass muscularity and conformation. We understand that dairy does very positively contribute to the ever-important marbling traits that are so highly valued in the beef supply chain, but muscularity is no doubt deficient, and so that's something that producers should be mindful of, in addition to some other things through retained ownership of liver abscesses. And so you're absolutely right. The producers need to be mindful, particularly here as we talk about low beef cow numbers. The consist or the supply of these calves from the dairy industry is as important now as it's ever been. We've got to get beef on dairy right at this time.
Again, we're talking with Blake Foraker. He's assistant professor of meat science at Washington State University. So there's a lot of scientific evidence on some of these traits. So what for the producers, you said the marbling and the carcass, are there other things they need to be looking at so that they're not falling into some traps here?
Well, and I think growth is obviously a really important one as well. You talk about muscularity and then the growth of these animals, just because generally dairy animals haven't been bred for optimization in the beef supply chain. And so, by and large, feed efficiency and average daily gain is generally poor from these dairy-influenced populations. However, we've got the data that demonstrate that when selected properly, beef on dairy calves can be just as efficient and gain just as well as conventional beef cattle when fed appropriately through the feedlot sector.
So I guess I'll use myself. Okay, so Brian's Dairy Farm, I'm like, hey, you know, I want to do this. Okay, I heard this interview with Blake. Okay, how can I get these traits? So where can dairy farmers go out to find these traits? Do they have to go to maybe a beef operator?
Great question, and one that I get continually from dairy producers. And so perhaps one of those most common ones that stems from that question is, well, what's the best breed of beef sire or beef bull that I should use in my operation? And while there's certainly, by and large, differences between breeds on average, what I think dairy producers should recognize is through artificial insemination and the mating system that we're talking about here, they have the ability to select the correct sire, the individual bull. And so there's really great individual bulls within all breeds of beef cattle that can complement dairy genetics. And what I would recommend to dairy producers is that they not try to do this alone. Many of the major bull studs and genetic companies have developed beef on dairy lines, whether they've gone out and bought specific bulls or they've developed some type of composite bull internally, I would recommend that producers work with their genetics company to identify the bulls that would work best for their operation, and then to also be mindful, when are they selling those calves? And so are they selling those calves as day-olds, or are they retaining ownership in those calves, which I think is becoming more and more popular amongst dairymen. And what I mean by that is retaining those ownership in those calves all the way through, in some cases, through to the feed yard up until the day that those calves are sold to the packing sector. And so I think depending on what the goals are of the dairy and producing and owning potentially these beef on dairy calves, that can dictate the kinds of traits that go into the selection of the beef sire.
So that's the beef sire. Let's flip the script here, and what about the dairy side of it? Okay, Holstein, that's probably the top, but there's Jerseys and Brown Swiss and Guernseys. I mean, what about that side of this equation?
And that's the other question. And so I think first and foremost, we can't forget, and I'm always reminded every time I speak in front of a dairy group, that we have to get cows bred and cows have to have a calf. And so those two things are absolutely paramount to milk production. But I think there have been some questions in industry of, you know, so long as those two things can happen, could we perhaps, and I don't know if it's really ever been looked at in this light, but could we perhaps select the dairy cow to optimize value for both milk and meat production? And so that's really never been, we've never had perhaps the genetic tools to do that before. That's the thing I'll say about the dairy industry is that it's such a progressive group of producers that are very data driven, and lots of metrics being kept on these cows on an individual basis. And there's really a lot of power in those data. And so I think you're exactly right that there is an opportunity here for us to select cows not only for their milk production and fertility and all of the traits that have been important to dairymen for a long, long time, but could there be an ability to select those cows for conformation, for a more moderate cow size, without sacrificing milk, and recognizing that moderate cow size might also coincide with some additional skeletal width that might be important for muscularity in the production of a beef on dairy calf. And so that's just one example of some traits that we might be able to start to do some things with through this beef on dairy model.
I talked with someone that was a broker, market analyst, and he felt that the dairy industry is probably the best positioned for this, for these prime cuts, for the simple fact that they keep track of that animal from birth to processing. I mean, they have that supply chain right there. They keep all that data. You mentioned that data. Is that one of the biggest benefits here that the dairy industry has?
It certainly is one of them. The traceability of the products in the dairy sector is second to none. And so you're right that we could, in essence, track a steak all the way back to where the calf was born at a dairy, really in the dairy industry with a flip of a switch, because the record keeping is so seamless. Frankly, that's not something that the beef industry could do tomorrow. And so that's an advantage. Now, in terms of that value in the marketplace, that would be program dependent. And so I'm not aware of currently any specific programs that are doing that or are valuing that traceability. But should that be required of a program or a packer or some type of food service entity, that's definitely an advantage that the dairy sector and beef on dairy specifically would have.
Another question that just came to mind. If I'm keeping these animals, so I have some Brian Sterry, okay, I got the right genetics, I have the right cows to breed. What about the feed? Is there going to be, do I have to look at that too for some of these quality issues on the beef side? Because dairy feed might be different from beef feed a little bit, because obviously in the dairy feed, that's all about that milk production.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're absolutely right that these beef on dairy calves need to be fed differently, particularly from a terminal perspective. If you're feeding them all the way through to a finished phase, than what you might be feeding your dairy cows. And so what I would recommend is if you're not putting those calves in a custom feeding operation where basically somebody that is an expert at doing this is managing them, I would definitely recommend finding a consultant to try to understand how to feed these beef on dairy calves, because it could be a train wreck if you don't understand all of the inputs and managing those calves correctly, and perhaps most importantly understanding what your market is for those calves once they're finished. And so you can't always just expect to put cattle on feed and expect them to be sold, and so they've got to be fed appropriately and marketed appropriately at an appropriate finished endpoint in order to retain and maximize the most value of them.
That is Blake Foraker. He is assistant professor of meat science at Washington State University. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Expected dry and cold conditions today in our ag weather forecast. Meanwhile, a swath of accumulating snow, though, will bring a few inches on Thursday afternoon and into Friday. And a more significant winter storm with heavy snow is now looking more likely Sunday into early next week. Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs 28 to 33, relative humidities at 16 to 21%, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll have elevated fire dangers once again today, and 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 15 to 20, relative humidities at 43 to 48%, northwest winds at 5 to 9, becoming light. For Thursday, becoming mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 22 to 27%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly cloudy, snow developing, highs 35 to 40. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow likely. We'll have highs 40 to 45.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to